வல்லேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is an initiation lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of June, 1976, in Toronto, Canada.
So this is, so many devotees are being initiated. So initiation means the Sanskrit word is diksha. Diksha, dibhagyanam, khyapayati, iti diksha. Dibhagyan. There are two kinds of knowledge. Dibya and mundane. Tapo dibhang putraka jina suddhita satya. This is the instruction of Maharaj Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev is the father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha, from Maharaj Bharat. Formerly, the king of Bharatvarsha, the whole planet was called Bharatvarsha. So this, before that, it was known as Ilavati Varsha. So Maharaj Bharat, the eldest son of Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev was incarnation of God. So he advised his 100 sons, my dear boys, tapo dibhang putraka jena suddhita satya. Before retirement, and making Bharata Maharaj the emperor of the world, he gave them advice. It is the duty of the father. Generally we do also, before retirement, the instruction is given by the father how to rule over the kingdom or manage the business, anyone as it is. So retirement was compulsory. Not that, unless he is shot dead, he is not going to retire, no. This was not Vedic civilization. At the present moment, there is no Vedic civilization. Nobody is going to retire unless he is shot dead. But Vedic civilization was not like that. Retirement compulsory. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, four divisions of spiritual order. Human life is meant for spiritual realization. And sense gratification is animal life. This meeting is for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. They cannot come here, neither they will understand what is going on here. Human being has a chance to understand the philosophy of life as it was enunciated by Rishabhdev. He said, Nayana deha deho bhajam niloke kastan kaman arhativir bhujamaji tapo dibhanga putra kajina suddheta satya jasmad brahma saukham anandam. He said, my dear boy, this human form of life, I am a deha, this body. Now I am a deho, deho bhajam, everyone has got body. The Brahma has got body, and the small insect, it has got also body. The spirit soul is encased in this material body. So, lower than the human being, up to the animals, there are so many forms of life. Jalajana Vlakhani, Sabra Lakhamin Sati. In this way, varieties of life. But Vishabdev said, now you have got this human form of life, don't spoil it like the hogs and dogs, simply by sense gratification. Sense gratification is available by the hogs and dogs also. That was the instruction of Vishabdev. And what is the duty of human life? Tapo, tapasya. Tapasya. Voluntarily accepting some inconvenience. That is called tapasya. Generally, we want loke bhavayami samadhya seva nityastu jantu. Jantu. When one is not on the platform of spiritual understanding, they are called jantu. Jantu means anyone who has got life. The cats and dogs, they have also got life. So, loke, in this material world, babayamo amishamadhya seva. Babaya means sex indulgence, sex life. And amisha means meat, fish, egg, eating. Amish. Therefore, vegetarian diet is called niramisha, not amisha. So, it is general tendency of the living being to become amisha, eat meat. That is the general laws of nature. Jiva jivasya jivanam. One living entity is the life for another living. Ahasthani sahasthana. There are animals, two-legged animals, and there are four-legged animals. These four-legged animals is the food for the two-legged animals. But so long we remain as animals, then there is the necessity of eating meat. Ahasthani sahasthana. Hasta means hand. So those who are living like animals, only two legs. The other animals four legs, and here is an animal of two legs. Dvipad pasu. For them, the animal is eating amisha madhya seva and drinking wine or intoxication and bhavaya, sex life. Loki bhavaya amisha madhya seva nityastu jantu. So long he is jantu, these things are required. Pravittiresan bhutanam nidvitti su mahabhalam. That is general tendency. But when one gives up voluntarily for higher status of life, that is called nivritti marga. Pravritti marga and nivritti marga. Pravritti marga means to fulfill these desires. Amishamad babaya amishamad dasiva. But when one is trained up to give up this habit, that is called nivritti marga. So, we have got so many pravrittis, inclination. But when we voluntarily give up all this nonsense habit, that is called nivritti marga and tapasya. So, human life is meant for tapasya. Tapo vibham putraka jena suddhita satya. Don't be carried away by the general, minion, abominable tendencies. Therefore, tapasya. The tapa we prescribe for tapasya, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. This is tapasya. This is tapasya. We have to accept, if we want superior position of life, tapo dibbam. Tapasya, the aim of tapasya is to be situated on the transcendental platform of knowledge. Tapo dibbam. So this life, this human form of life is meant for tapasya and transcendental knowledge. This is the purpose. Not to waste this life, this human form of life, I have a deha, the cats and dogs also have deha, body. They analyze the body of a dog and analyze your body. What is the difference? No difference. There is blood, there is flesh, there is brain, there is so many things, all common things. Then what is the difference between the cat body and that dog's body and your body? The advancement of knowledge and consciousness. So for that dibbam knowledge, one has to be initiated. So dibbam, dikha means beginning of transcendental knowledge. So Vedic civilization is janmana jayate shudra. By birth, everyone is born a shudra, fourth class man. But there is chance of the fourth class man to become the first class man. That is possible. Janmana jayate shudra. Everyone when is born by the sex behavior of the father and mother, he is a shudra. Then sanskarat bhavidvijo. By sanskar, by the purificatory method, this tapasya, he becomes a dija. Di means twice and ja means one, second one. Sanskara bhavit dija. Then when he becomes dija, properly initiated, then he is allowed to read Vedic literature, Veda part. Shudra cannot. If you remain a shudra, no sanskar, no purification, then you have no right to understand Vedic knowledge. Either you have no right or you cannot understand. So why the Bhagavad Gita is there throughout the whole world? Everyone knows Bhagavad Gita. But they are misunderstood because they are kept shudra. Vedu, first of all, by birth, he is a shudra. And when he is purified, then he becomes vija. Vija, the sacred thread is, means that this man, upanayan, this is called upanayan. Upa means near, and nayan means bringing. So when one is brought nearer to the spiritual master and he accepts him as his disciple, he gives the sacred thread as badge that his man is now dija, twice born. He is no more shudra, he is Brahman. So he has the right to read the Vedic literature. So, this Bhagavad Gita is a summary of all Vedic knowledge. So if we pass through this process of dibbagyan, dikha, then we rightly understand what is Bhagavad Gita, how we become interested, then what is the lesson of Bhagavad Gita. Vedu patha bhavet vipra. But after reading Bhagavad Gita is the summary of Vedic literature. You cannot read all the Vedas at the present moment, neither you have time nor you have got the capacity. It is Kali Yuga. Mandas Manda Matuyo, everyone is fallen. Manda Bhagya. So, this human life should be utilized for understanding the Vedic knowledge, Dibya Gyan. Then he will be purified. Tapo Dibbam Jena Suddhita Satya. My existence and identity will be purified. At the present moment it is not purified. Because it is not purified, therefore we are repeatedly dying. But there is no knowledge how to stop death. They think that death is natural. It is not natural. It is unnatural. They do not know it. But in the Bhagavad Gita we get the information. Najayate namriyate vakadachi. The soul is never born, never dies. Najayate namriyate vakadachi. I see, he is dying. He is dead. No, he is not dying. His body is being adhered. Na hannate hannamane sarire. By seeing the body is destroyed, don't think he is destroyed. He will get another body. Tatha dehantara prapti dhiya satta gamayati. This is our position. We have accepted one body, and we live in that body for some days, and then again we give up this body. Tatha dehantara prapti. So this is disease. So in order to get out of this disease, there is necessity of tapasya, how to stop this disease. So this initiation means, don't think that it is something official, ritualistic ceremony, and as soon as we get the initiation, now we have become perfect, and then whatever nonsense I like I can do. No! Tapasya must continue. Tapo dibbam putraka jina suddhir sattatu. In order to purify yourself, your existence, you have to continue the tapasya. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and chant Hare Krishna. If you follow these five principles, then your existence will be purified. You will understand Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita. You know Krishna, you know what is the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to understand Krishna. There is no other business in this human form of life. But because we have given up Krishna, we have invented so many occupational duties. So this so-called occupational duties, running here and there on motor car, is not the end of life. There is something more for the human being, and that is Dibya Gyan. Tapo Dibya Putraka Jina Suddhita Satya Jasmada Brahma Saukham Mananta. Why shall I purify my existence? Because you want happiness. That is your desire. So you will get Brahma Saukham. The greatest happiness, which will never end. If you purify your existence by tapasya, then you will be happy eternally. There will be no end here in this material world. Any happiness is temporary. Either for 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 years or 500 years or 5 millions of years, it will end. But if you purify your existence, then the happiness will never end. Tapo dibbanga putraka jena suddhita satta jasmad brahma sukham anantam. Anantam means unlimited. It is very serious thing, and it is offered to the human being. So anyone can take advantage of this opportunity and make his life successful. Thank you very much.